Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos by Marguerite. On today's program, we're going to delve into the Baroque era, hear a little Gershwin, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some Vivaldi. Now, I'm sure many of you may know this work. It's from his Four Seasons. This was composed back in 1723 and is probably Vivaldi's best-known work, or commercial work, to say. Now, the texture of each of the concertos is varied. Each is resembling its respective season. Today, in anticipation, though I think we're already celebrating it, we're going to hear some selections from summer. These are the stylings of performer Nigel Kennedy, an international name coming from a long lineage of top musical performers. He was born back in 1956 and is an English violinist and violist, so he got two things going there. He was discovered back on a British television show back when he was only 11 years old. Now, his career was primarily doing classical music, but he has expanded into jazz, a little klezmer, some dancing there, and some other musical genres. His debut album was back in 1984, and that was with Elgar's Violin Concerto. He subsequently recorded, this was the hit of the century at the time, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons with the English Chamber Orchestra. That was in 1989. Now, this sold over 2 million copies and earned a place as one of the best-selling of all classical recordings ever. The album remained at the top of the UK classical chart for over a year, with totaling sales of about 3 million charts. Now, that might not sound a lot to you right now, but pre-internet days, that was quite an accomplishment. So here he is, Nigel Kennedy, with the English Chamber Orchestra, and Summer, from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons.
Thank you.
Quite the presto to conclude Vivaldi's concerto, the summer concerto from his Four Seasons, and what a performance. Hard to top that one. That was Nigel Kennedy, and he was joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by Gershwin, performed by Gershwin. Now, he made around about 130-plus piano player recordings for the Stanford Music Royal Company, or the Elyon Company. Now, the earliest ones were made in the late 1915s, and he was the tender age of 17. He was a high school dropout and took his first job as, they called it, a quote-unquote song plugger, basically a piano accompanist. And this was at the Jerome H. Format and Company. Now, this was a publisher of popular music in New York at the time and part of the Tin Pan Alley. The street did get its name from all the noise of the piano recordings that came out from the studios and went on into the street. He was paid a massive $15 a week to sit in a cubicle and play recently published songs for the vaudeville performers who would come in looking for new material. Well, you know what? We're very blessed that he did. And these come from a great disc called Gershwin Plays Gershwin. We're going to hear, once again, another classic. Seems to be a lot of classics today. This is Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
a stunning performance. That was Rhapsody in Blue, and it comes from a disc called Gershwin Plays Gershwin, The Piano Rolls. It's definitely a must for me. And now we come to the part of the program which, you know, is kind of requisite, and I eagerly await it all the time, and it's called Oboe Music Time. Today we're going to hear some music from Albinoni. He was a contemporary of Vivaldi and one of the first to treat the oboe as a solo instrument in a concerto. He was a singing teacher and married an operatic diva. And this actually comes through a lot in his writing for the oboe, and he treats much like he would the human voice. Our performer today was the principal oboist of the London Symphony Orchestra, as well as the London Virtuosi. An amazing performance. Let's take a listen to Anthony Campden.
Thank you.
music so beautiful. It transports you, or maybe just me, from sorrow to happiness, all in the midst of one concerto. And a phenomenal performance by Anthony Camden, joined by the members of the London Virtuosi, and that was Albinoni's Concerto in D minor. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on to some music by Sibelius. Now, he wrote a large portion of his Second Symphony back a long time back in the spring of 1901. Now, this was during an extensive trip abroad for him from Paris through to Italy. And it may be attributed to the sunny characteristics that you can hear in this work. Could have been the stay in the Southern Europe. Today, a classic, a performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. We're going to hear the first movement, the Allegretto, from the Second Symphony.
Thank you.
the Philadelphia Orchestra. And that has Eugene Ormandy directing in that performance. It was the opening movement, the Allegretto, from Sibelius' Symphony No. 2. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Well, we started the program with some Baroque, but we're going to switch it up, and I think we have time for one more selection. And we're going to end it with Baroque mixed a little bit with the Beatles. Okay, this comes from the Beatles Concerto No. 1. We're going to hear a taste. This is She Loves You. She Loves You, an arrangement by Peter Bruckner, joined by his chamber orchestra, and a lovely disc called Beatles Go Baroque. It's really quite fun. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening to an excellent show. It's with Worku and Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio. That